Okay, we're on today's daf Kuf Yud, and we're on Kuf Tes Amud Beis. We're by 5 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Minayin leKohen shebo Malkav Karbonosa b'chol Eitzah b'chol Shoshu Yirtza. How do we know that a Kohen could bring his carbon any time of the year he wanted, and not just bring his carbon, but was able to get the basar himself and the skins himself, right? As we know, Kahanim would divide up into mishmaros. But even if it's true, even if he wasn't going to go for another 6 months, if he shows up, he has a right to bring the carbon himself and to get not just to bring the carbon himself, but to get the basar and the skin himself. How do you know that? Talmud Lomar uba b'chol avas nafsho v'sharis anytime he wants. Uminayin, how do we know sha'avodasa v'ora shelo? How do you know the avoda and the or belongs to him? What's avoda? Rashi says, schar avodasa dahainu bisra, sara. The schar, which is the meat. Why is avoda called meat? Right? So I thought who is this? The Rajba? The Ben Chananel. Because we know that the Gemara Pesachim says, Shekahanim ochlim ubaylim mischaparim. The Kahanim eat the meat, and by them eating the meat, the Baal gets kapara, which means the achil is called an avoda. So therefore, the avoda here is the meat, v'or and the skin shalah. How do you know it belongs to the Kohen who brings it even when it's not his mishmar? Talmud lomar v'ish es kedosh of lo yihyeh. Okay, so how does that work? Im ha'ya bal mum, if he's a bal mum, and he can't bring the karbanos, nos no lekohen sheba osa mishmar, he could give the kohen the avoda to whoever he wants. He can't do the avoda, he's a balmum. V'avodasa v'ara shalo, and the avoda, and the meat, and the skin belongs to him. V'im haya zakein o chole, what if he's a zakein or a chole? He's an old man, right? He could bring the karban. He's too old, he's too sick to eat it. Then, nos no lekol kohen sheyirtza, again, he can give it to any kohen he wants. V'avodaso v'ora la'anshei mishmar, and the meat and the skins belong to the anshei mishmar. Now says the Gemara, so what do you see from here? You see that a kohen who's not in the mishmar has the right to do with the meat and the skin whatever he wants. He can give it for himself, he can give it to the anshei mishmar, he can give it to his friend, and he can keep it for himself. Hazaken ochola hechidami. What kind of zaken or ochola are we talking about? Idimatzi avir avoda. Avodasa v'ora nami tihavididei. If he could do the avoda, then why can't he eat the meat and why can't he get the skins? V'dilo matzi avod avoda, if he's too sick or too old to do the avoda, then shliach hechi mashvei. How can he make a shliach? He can't do it himself. How can he appoint someone else to do it? Amar of Papa, says of Papa, shiach olah. He could do it the Aldei Adchak. He really would rather not. He's really not well. He's really a little old. But if he had no choice, no one else there, he could come through. So then, avoda dechi avid le Aldei Adchak avoda hi umashvi shliach. So when it comes to the avoda, since you could do it, avoda Aldei Adchak is called an avoda. You could appoint someone else. But achila dechi achil Aldei Adchak achila gasahi. But if you eat. Achila Aydei Adchak is not called an Achila, it's called an Achila Gaza. Tosos points out, it's not the same Achila Gaza like stuffing yourself on Yom Kippur, it's going to pat to you. Here you're not stuffing yourself, here you just can't eat, you're too sick or too old. It's the same words, Achila Gaza. Achila Gaza, Lav Klumu, that's nothing, it's not called Achila. Mishum Hachi, therefore, Avodasa V'or L'Anjei Mishmar. The Avoda and the meat and the skins belong to the Anjei Mishmar. Amar of Sheshes, says of Sheshes, Im haya kohen tamei, what if he was a kohen tamei? Then, b'karban tzibur, nos no lechal misha yirtza. When it comes to a karban tzibur, which can be brought b'toma, so just because he's tamei, he's not excluded, a karban tzibur can be brought b'toma, then, this is very schwer, because in a minute, the Gemara is going to say it's impossible, but the Gemara has a half minute now, that a since a carbon tzibur only can be brought b'tumah, and he's tamei, therefore he's out of the picture. Therefore, nos lechol misha yirtza. He can appoint whoever he wants. Happens to be that he could tell him to do it. But the avoda, the meat and the skin goes to the anshei mishmar. asks the
Tzibur is not funny.
Ah, hey Chidami, how's this case? Eid Ika Tahorim, if there are others who are Tahor, right? Then Tamei Mimatzi Avdi? We're going to let a Tomei guy bring it? Right? The E Leka Tahorim, and if nobody's Tahor, everyone's Tomei, right? It was Hanukkah time, everyone's Tomei. Then Avodasa V'Aura L'Anche Mishmar? Then the Anche Mishmar get to eat the meat? Ha Tamei Mnina, they're all Tomei. V'lo Matzi Achli, nobody can eat it. Nobody can eat it. Either, by the way, just because you're Tomei, if the whole Klal Yisrael is Tomei, all the Kohanim are Tomei, they're allowed to bring it. They can't eat it. So what's going on here? It says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava says, Ema Lebale Mumin Tahorin. Maybe, you know who's Tahor? Only Bale Mum's a Tahor. So a Baal Mum, a Kohen Baal Mum, is not allowed to bring the carbon, but he's allowed to eat it. So all the bringers, all the potential people who could bring karbanos are Tomei. All the eaters are Tahor. They're Tahor. Ravashi says Ravashi, Im Haya Kohen Gadol, if he's a Kohen Gadol, Onain, who's also an Onain is allowed to bring a carbon. Nos Nolachal Kohen Shigirza, you can give it to any Kohen that you want. V'avodasa v'oro l'anche mishmor. And the avoda and the oro goes to the anche mishmor. This is parsha. Wait, I'm going to bring up the... Where's the chumash? My kamash malon. What is the chiddush of that? Tanino, you didn't know that already. Kohen Gadol makriv onin. Kohen Gadol's makriv and onin. He's allowed to bring carbon. V'eino ochel. He doesn't... not allowed to eat it. V'eino cholik le'achol b'l'erev. And not allowed to leave it over till the night. Eat it then. So I got that the chiddush. I would have thought... Kichas v'achmona aleh the Kohen Gadol... Lekuve who, when do we say that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to bring it? Aval l'shvuyei shliach lo matzi mashma, but he can't appoint someone else. Kamash mon, he can appoint someone else. So Rashi says something fascinating here in Parsha Shmini. When Moshe gets angry. Right? Moshe gets angry at Elazar and at Isamar, B'nei Aharon. Why? Why didn't you eat the chatas b'makom hakodesh? Ki kodesh kodashim hi. Right? And what are the answer back? No. What we did was we burnt the Rosh Chodesh one. Right? That's the one that we burnt? So Rashi there says, why didn't you eat... Aaron answers back that, where is it? Right. Here it is. So Aaron answers back, V'daber Aaron el Moshe, did they bring it? I'm an owner, I'm allowed to bring it. Says Rashi, but being an owner at night, in other words, the night fell, mutter, she'ain onin el yom kvura. Says wondering, what Rashi mean by that? Didn't the Gemara just say you're not allowed to do that? You ain't cholek le'echol le'erev? You can't leave the meat over to eat it at night? Isn't that exactly what Rashi is saying? That he points out, V'achalti chatas hayom. Hayom I ate. Right? Maybe Rashi means other meat.
That's what Rashi says here too, no?
What does he say? Ve'en acholek le'achol erev, kishesh nistalik ani nuzo. Then is Lidl Durabana. Then is the right to Aina El Yom Mitsa, the Khiva Khuyasa Yubi Kiyomar. Only that day you're an Onin. But you're not allowed to save the meat of the day. An Onin is not allowed to eat. He's allowed to bring. But at night, don't hold the meat over till the night. That's not what Rashi says. That when Aaron answered back, Avalanina's Lila Mutter. It's a Mutter to what? To eat which is holy. She ain't Onin El Yom Kvura. Right? So what's Rashi telling you that for? If it's other Kavanos meat from 2 days ago or yesterday, what does that do with the story? I don't know. I never in a million years would have thought of that kasha until I did this Gemara. Okay, next Mishnah. Interesting Gemara here. Interesting stuff here. Hagozel es hager. Somebody steals from a ger, and we know, we're talking about a ger that, for whatever reason, doesn't have any relatives. He just became a ger, he never got married, no kids. So he has no relatives in the world. No Jewish, right? He could have a father and a mother that are goyim, but they're not considered relatives regarding this halacha. Hagozel es hager. If somebody steals from a ger, v'nishbalo, and then he lied and swore he did not steal. Na umeis. Now the ger dies. Harezeh mashalim keren v'chomesh l'kahanim. You bring a keren and the chomesh to the kahanim. It's one of the matnas kahuna. The asham la mizbeach, and you bring an asham to the mizbeach. Shenemar v'mein lo leish goel lahashiv asham elav haasham mushav l'ashem l'kohen melvad elakipur v'sher yichaper bo olav. Fine. Long pasuk there to quote in the Mishnah. Hayamale es a kesef es a asham. If you're bringing up the kesef and the asham, you're on your way. Umeis, and then you die. The goslin dies. Hakesef yinasein levanov. The kesef goes to his children. Why? Because that's in yarshim to the kahanim. The kahanim don't have a right of yerusha in this matana. The guy didn't donate it yet. He was about to. He died on the way. So the goslin's children yarshim that money, and they're happy with that money. The asham yira achistov. The asham has to be set out to pasture. Until it gets a mum, the yimkar, you sell it, the yiblu damav, linadava. And then you buy, kayet hamizbeach, you buy, with that money, you buy korbanos to bring when the mizbeach is idle, so the mizbeach should not be idle. The point is that the obligation that a person has to give the money to the kahanim does not transfer to his children. Nasar hakesef l'anshei mishmar. Let's say he gives the money to the anshei mishmar, umeish, and he dies. Now, he never brought the korban yet. So the Yarshim say, give that money back. Ain Yarshim Yichom Lahotzim Yadam. The Yarshim do not get that money back. Why? Because it was handed to the Kahanim. Shenemar, V'isha Shayitin Lekoin Lo Yihyeh, Nasana Kesef. I'm sorry. V'isha Shayitin Lekoin Lo Yihyeh. Fine. Once it's given, it stays with the Kahanim. Nasana Kesef Liyahoriv. If you give the money to the Mishmar of Yehoriv, which is the first Mishmar, you give it to Yehoriv. But V'asham Liyada. And then you don't have a chance to get the Asham till the week is over, so you give the Asham to the next week, to Yad's turn, Yad's Mishmar, Yotza, your Yotze, good.
Separate times?
What?
So you put it at different times?
Right, but the money went first. Okay. Now the reverse. Asham, Liyahoriv, if you bring the Asham to Yehoriv. V'kesef Liyada, and you bring the Kesef the following week. Now, in Kayim HaAsham, if the Asham's still around, in other words, Yehoriv slept, and they didn't have a chance to bring it, they didn't bring it, whatever it is, Yakrivu b'nei Yada. Then the Yada has to bring it. V'im lo, and if it's not around anymore, in other words, Yehoriv was very, they were very zealous, Zvizin, and they brought it, then Yachzor v'yavi Asham acher, you have to bring another one. Why? Sha'mevi gizelo ad shelo hevi Ashamo Yatza. If you bring the money before you bring the Asham, that's good. But hevi Ashamo ad shelo hevi gizelo lo Yatza. You bring the Asham first, that's no good. If you gave the keren, but you did not yet give the chomesh, ain't a chomesh ma'akev. The chomesh is not ma'akev.
Ma'akev the
kapara? Ma'akev what?
Ma'akev the kapara?
Yeah, ma'akev the kapara. Yeah. Tana Rabbanan, asham, zeh, karbon. The word asham means the keren. Asham means the keren. Hamushav, zeh chomesh. The mushav means the chomesh. Oeno ela asham, zeh ayil. Maybe the asham means ayil. Says the Gemara, Lamaynaf Kamina, what's the difference? What's the difference? How you get these words? What's the difference? So the Gemara says, Lafuki midi Rava. To exclude Rava is extremely difficult pshat. The Amar Rava, Gezel Hager, Sheikh Ziru Balaila, a Gezel Hager that you return at night, meaning you bring the money to the Kahanim at night, Lo Yotze, it's not Yotze. Why? Because you can't bring a carbon at night. If you learn that the Karen is from the word carbon, Asham, you can't bring it at night. Also, you bring it in pieces, in halves, Nayotze, you can't bring a carbon in half. My time, Asham Kari Rachamana. Right? So the Gemara says, no, Kishu Omer, Mavad Elakipurim, Havi Omer, Asham Ze Karen. Right, Asham is the Karen. Exactly. Tanya Idach, we learned elsewhere. Asham Ze Karen, Hamushav Ze Chomash. Oena El Asham Ze Chomash. well, maybe the Asher means the Chomesh. L'mayin Afkarina. What's the difference? L'fuki Mimas Nisan, to exclude the following thing. D'tnan, L'osan Lo'ez HaKerev, V'lo'nosan Lo'ez HaKeret, V'lo'nosan Lo'ez HaChomesh, and a Chomesh Ma'akev. The Chomesh should not be Ma'akev, right? Therefore what? Right? If right. Adaraba, Chomesh Ma'akev. The Chomesh would be Ma'akev. So the Gemara says, no. Kishu Omer, when it says, Heishim es Hashem of Rosh Chamishito, Haviomer Oshem Zeh Keren. Oshem means Keren. Tanya, that we learned elsewhere, Oshem Zeh Keren. Oshem is the Keren. Mushav Zeh Chomesh. The word Mushav means Chomesh. Ubegezel Ager, Kasav Medaver. We're talking about the Gezel Ager. Oeno, Ela HaMushav Zeh Kefel. Maybe Mushav means Kefel. Ubegenevet Hager, Kasav Medaver. Maybe that's true. Kishu Omer, when it says, Veshav es Hashem o'Berosho ha-Mishitzo, Harei Mamon ha-Mishtalim Berosh ha-Kasav Medaber. We're talking about money that's paid by itself. And that is Gzeilas Hager and not Kefel. Okay, Gufa. The Shita Mekubetzis points out this is one of the rare Gufas in the Shas, because normally Gufa is you repeat an earlier memra, but you add on to the memra. Here we're just repeating it verbatim, we're not adding on. Alright. Gufa, Amar Rava, Gazel Hager, Shech Zira Balaila, a Gazel Hager, that you return at night, Lo Yatza. Not good, Hech Ziru Lechatzon, if you return it in pieces, halves, Lo Yatza, you're not Yatza. My time, why not? Asham Kirachmana. The Torah calls it an Asham. Hasidin Mamash like a carbon, can't bring a carbon at night. We are in the fourth line on the bottom of Amanal. In the fourth line on the bottom of Amanal. Okay. Vama Rava, says Rava, Gezel Hager She'ein Bo Shav. Listen to this. Gezel Hager. Yesterday we said how you can steal from a ger and you can get away with it, right? But if you want to do tshuva, it's going to hurt you. Why? Because Gezel Hager She'ein Bo Shav Pruta, L'chal Kohen V'Kohen. You want to return the Gezel, right? But the ger died. So you're going to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. There's 10,000 Kahanim in that Mishmar. Right? So when the money's divvied up, not every Kohen gets a Shav Pruta. Halacha is, Lo Yatzi Dechavaso. And you know what? You have to add on money to make sure each coin gets a pruta. Yes? My timer, what's the reason for that? Tchsiv ha'asham mushav ad sheyehei hashava l'chol kohen v'kohen. It has to be a hashava to each and every kohen. Boy Rava asked the following question. Ein bo l'mishmer is Yehoruv. The mishmer that's on duty this week, they have a lot of kahanim in that mishmer. Wait till it's a small week. They have a lot of kahanim. So if I give it to this week, I'm going to shell out more from my own pocket. Ein bo l'mishmeres Yehoriv, v'yesh bo l'mishmeres Yedaya. Mahu. What's the din? Right? This big I don't want to give. It's too many kahanim. I didn't steal that much. I stole a very small amount. There's so many kahanim, I got to shell out of my own pocket. Mahu. What's the din? It's hechi dami. What's the case? Ile mediyav liyada l'mishmeres Yada. The Gemara assumes that Yada was a smaller mishmer. So if you gave the money, to the Mishmer of Yada during Yada's week, ha'ispe, that's not a shaila. That's for sure good, right? They're there and you gave it to them. It's a small Mishmer. Now, lo tzmicha, the problem is, the Yave liyada, you gave it to Yada, the Mishmarto de Yehoriv. It's Yehoriv's week. It was the bigger week. You know what? I know where they all live. I'll go to everyone's house. I'll drop off the money by them. My, what's the halacha? Me Amrin and do we say kivin dulav mishmarta hu? Since it's not their mishmar v'lo klum hu, it's nothing. Not their mishmar. They're all sitting in their houses learning Torah. Not their mishmar now. Odelma, maybe no. Kivin dulav chazilei meikara liyada koi. Since lichatchila, this money is not going to be enough for Yehoriv. It's not enough. It's not roy. It's not chazi. Why? It's too many of them. Therefore, I can give it to Yada. It'll be chazi. The answer is teku. Yeah. Okay. Next, boy Rava Kahanim. Mahu shechilku sheyachlaku gezel hager kineged gezel hager. The question is: Is a kohen allowed to exchange different gezel hagers? Now, this question is as follows. There's no shaila that, let's say there's a carbon. A carbon's brought. And technically, the Anshei Mishmar share in everything that comes in equally. So the Mishmar, Anshei Mishmar of the week, guys bringing karbanos, chatases, whatever they're bringing, the Anshei Mishmar share equally. That's no shaila. There's also no shaila that an individual kohen can be mochel. You know what? How much meat can someone eat? I don't want to eat today. I had meat 2 hours ago. You know, I'm not interested in that carbon. No question that kohen's allowed to do that. Let's say kohen says, ooh, you know what? I want that carbon toda that I can bring home to the rest of my family in Yerushalayim. I'll take that toda, and you take the next toda. So it's not mechila; it's a tnai that you're not allowed to do. Not allowed to do that. That's a clear halacha. You're not allowed to do that. The kahanim share equally. You want to be mochel? You can be mochel. You can't force you to eat everything. You can't take. I'll take this, and you take next time. Right. Even though it's really a mechila, it's not really a mechila. It's like a little bit of a mechila. It's more of a... The Gemara calls it a tanai. So if it's a mechila, look, I can't... How much can one person eat? I'm stuffed. I can't eat 40 loaves of bread, right? I don't want to. No, the kohen don't get 4. The kohen get 4. 4 out of the 40. The kohen get 4 out of the 40. I just brought a carbon total 20 minutes ago. How much can I eat? I'm not interested. That you're allowed to say. But to say, I'll take this toda, you take tomorrow's toda... Right, the guy sent the telegram, he's coming tomorrow with 3 todas, so we can make this deal, that you're not allowed to do. So can you make a deal with Gezel Ager? By carbonos, you cannot. What about Gezel Ager? I'll take today's Gezel Ager, you take tomorrow's. Can you make such a deal? That's Rava's Shaila. Right? Boy Rava, Kahanim, Maush Yachalvu Gezel Ager, Kineged Gezel Ager, can they divide different Gezel Agers, Kineged other Gezel Agers? Me, Amrin, and do we say Asham Kray Rachmana? The Torah, after all, the Torah does refer to a Gezel Ager as an Asham. Ma Asham Ein Cholkin Asham Kereged Asham. An Asham, you're not allowed to do that. Can't divide. You can't do that. Can't make such a deal. Af Gezel Ein Cholkin Gezel Ager Kereged Gezel Ager. So too, by Gezel Ager, you cannot do that. Oh, Dilma, or maybe Gezel Ager Mamonahu. But Gezel Ager is money. Now, all it is money. It's not a carbon. Happens to be that it goes to the Kohanim who are on the Mishmar that day. True. It's not a carbon. So Hadar Pashte, afterwards he answered himself, Asham Kray Rachmana. I understand it's not a carbon, but you know what? It has a din of a carbon. And therefore the halacha is that it goes to, that they cannot do such a deal. Ravacha Bare de Rav Masnila Beheja. He learned it straight out. Omer Rav, Kohanim in Cholka Gezel Ager, Kenega Gezel Ager. They're not allowed to do that. My time, why not? Asham Kray Rachmana. The Torah calls it an Asham. Boy Rava. Rava asked the following question. Kahanim begezel hager yorshim have or mekabel matanas have? When the Kahanim get the gezel hager, how does that work? Do they stand in as if they were yoresh? Right? In other words, the ger had no yorshim. But what happens to the guy who wants to do tshuva? What does he do with the stolen item? He gives it to the Kahanim. So do they stand, are they treated as a yoresh of the ger? Or are they just Baal Matanas? Why not Kamina? What's the difference? What's the difference? Kigon, for example, Shagazal Chametz, Sha'avra Lava Pesach. Right? You think that today, the day after Pesach, you're gonna not have to look at Chametz? You have to look at Chametz here in today's daf. Now you have to look at Matzah. People don't have a problem looking at Matzah. Chametz, they don't mind looking at. So, the Chametz, Sha'avra Lava Pesach. Now, we know that when a guy wants to return Chametz, Sha'avra Lava Pesach, even though that's worthless, because there's an issa de rabbanon, you're not allowed to have anah. The derisa you're allowed to. The rabbanon say you're not allowed to, so it's worthless. So some of the rishonim asked, but I could be yotzei mitzvah derisa of hashava. The rabbanon came along and said it's also banah, so that how should that affect my hashava? But it does. So kahane, it does. Even though mid derisa, what?
Didn't we say you can say
Rishon Yeah. That's exactly what we're going to say. So if you're yoreish, say the same thing. Here it is. Right? E amad yarshin have a hainu hai DRC morus. If I could say hareish alachalafanecha, and you're yoreish, you stand in the shoes of the father. Right? But the amad alachalafanecha matanas have a, but if they viewed as a bal matana kam rachmana denasiv lahu. The Torah said, give the kahanim a matana. V'ha lo koyov lev lo midi. Afra ba'amuhu. So dust and worthless. Here, I'm giving you a wonderful matana. It's one of the 24 minus kahuna. What am I giving you? Nothing. That can't be pshat. So that's the shaila. Are they yorshim or are they matanos? Reb Zera boy hachi. Reb Zera says that can't be the nafkamina. You know why? Because I feel him to loma makabli matana havi. Even if you want to tell me the makabli matana, what do you want? What do you want? That's what the Torah says. Hello, iboyalon. Dahi matana amarachmana. Delo iboyalon. Don't ask me the question. Dahi matana amarachmana. Dinasivlohu. The Torah says to give it back. Torah says to give it back. Is it my problem that it's not worth anything? No. The Torah said, you give the Gezel HaGer, go to the Kahanim. Here it is. It's the day after Pesach. There's a worthless truckload of bagels. It's worthless. Here you go. I'm giving it back. Ela ki kami boilon. What was the Shiloh? Kigon. Shinaflu lo eser behemos the Gezel HaGer. What happened? Somebody stole 10 animals from a Ger. And now, the Ger died. So now, you want to return the 10 animals to the Kahanim. Mechaive lafrushe minayu meiser or lo? Do they have to be mafrush meiser now? Do they have to take one of those 10 and give it as a carbon meiser or not? So now, here we go. Yarshim have, if they're yarshim. Right. Yarshim have, if they're yarshim, damar mar, kano tfisa sabayis, chayavin. The halacha is that if you're yoresh 10 animals from your father, you do have to give one of them to Meiser. So too, if the Kahanim are Yarshim, if there's a din of Yarshim, Gizunt, they would have to give one to the Kahanim. Or Dilmor maybe, one to the Meiser. Or Dilmor maybe, Mekable Matanos Havi, they're only nothing more than Mekable Matanos. Utnanam we learn, Halokeach Vahanite Lova Matana, if a giver or a receiver of animals, Patur Meiser Behema. They don't have to give. My, what's the din? Toshma. So we have a very long brisa that says, 24 matanos kahuna were given to Aaron and his children. V'kula nitnu b'chlalu prat uklal. All of them were written b'chlal prat klal. What does that mean? So Rashi says the Torah starts off. The Torah starts off with a klal. It says v'ani hine nasati l'chosh mismeres trumasi l'chol kodshe b'nei Yisrael. Right. Then you have each and every one of them, the pratos. Then it ends off. The klal ends off. Kol trumas hakodshim, all things you're going to give. Also, ubris melach, and also it says over there bris melach. What's bris melach? Yeah, it says there. It says in that parasha that it's a bris melach, which means kol makayim, whoever fulfills this kilu makayim klal prado klal bris melach. It's as if you're makayim these dinim. Kala over aleim, if you don't, kilu over al klal prat klal ubris melach. The elohim, here they are, here are the 24. Eser b'mikdash, 10 in the Beis HaMikdash, v'dalid b'Yerushalayim, 4 in Yerushalayim, v'eser b'gvulin, and 10 in the whole Eretz Yisrael. Eser b'mikdash, what are the 10 of the Beis HaMikdash? Chatas behema, chatas ha'ov, that's number 2. Asham vadai, v'asham talui, that's 4. Zivchei shalmei tibor, that's Shavuot. The animals of Shavuot, the log shemen shel metorah, the leftover oil of a metorah, umoser omer, the leftover carbon omer, shtei halechem, there's two breads of Shavuot, v'lechem aponim, the bread every week, v'shari menachos, leftover carbon minchos, different from the omer because the arbon's a carbon tibor, these are carbon yichidos, v'arba b'Yerushalayim, what are the four that are anywhere in Yerushalayim? Habechora, a bechor, bikurim, v'amura min hatoda. The one bread, one out of four breads of a carbon toda, also some of the chaza of a shok of a carbon toda, the isle nazir, the isle of a nazir, the oros kodshim, and oros kodshim. Oros kodshim? Skins? What, skins can't be worn and outside of Yerushalayim? Somebody gets a hide of an animal, but can't take it out of Yerushalayim? What does that mean, Yerushalayim? So I saw, we have one more minute. I saw it, the yeah?
From the animals, from the carbonas.
I know, but it says only in Yerushalayim. So the breads of a carbon toda, the Kohen cannot remove outside Yerushalayim. Look at the next one. Vasar b'gvulim. There are 10 that apply the whole Eretz Yisrael. Truma, Trumas Meiser, Chala, Reishis Hagez, right? The shearings. I can take that anywhere in Yerushalayim, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. What, the skins I can only wear in Yerushalayim? Says the Radvaz? Yes, they would only wear them in Yerushalayim. Why? To show they're from Kachim. You hear that?
Hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds, they will mock it on themselves. You're right, it's not a halacha.
They could take it anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, but they would be machmer on themselves, the only word in Yerushalayim, as cover for the kodshim. Amazing, no? Because it's only because it comes from an animal. What else? Matanos, right? The zeroa chayav v'lakeva, v'keva. Those are not karbanos, but they would be given to a kohen. Pidyon haben, pidyon petach chamor, v'steachuza. That steachuza, that the fields, ancestral fields that people couldn't redeem, goes to the kahanim. If by yovel, v'steacharamim. Other donations that people would make, it would go to the kahanim. The gezel ager, and gezel ager is also on the list. Anyway, the kakari miyaz matana. It's called a matana. We start off by saying 24 matnos kahuna. Shmamina, what do you see? The kabbalah matanos have they have the din of a matana, not the din of a yoresh. Shmamina, it's a good raya. All right, finish the daf. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.